Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
My face was very red that July day, as if I had been puffing up a hill, which is exactly the effort it took to keep from falling apart. This was the day my son came home from war. We had been tracking him for days, text messages traveling like little miracles from Logar Province to my cubicle in Fairfield, California. Over the days, they came from locations that were increasingly safe: Bagram, Romania, Frankfurt. I was so afraid that something would go wrong when we had come so far. Now we were walking toward the gym on base for the homecoming ceremony. The scene was jubilant, and it was heartbreaking, and it was no longer about me and my son. Children were spilling out of minivans with American flags and signs that said, "Welcome home, Daddy." A little girl toddled before me in a dress floating in red, white, and blue. It felt like a high school pep rally, no more, no less, because unlike the woman with the red face, these kids had done this before. My thoughts returned to the day my son deployed. Pulling up to the drop-off point, we parked behind a station wagon. It belonged to a staff sergeant, a sunny young man with many deployments under his belt, who would keep my boy, the Green Lieutenant, safe. In the back of the station wagon was a quilt and the sergeant's son. His eyes were sad, but his mouth was stoic. The quilt was soft, pastel, and handmade, and completely at odds with the moment at hand. As we put the forever war behind us, there's an image I can't erase. That day in the gym, 400 women and men stood in formation, many with children, soft quilts in their cars, and welcome home signs on their minivans, each one ready to give their life for me, for us. It kind of takes your breath away and your face red too. With a perspective, I am Ann Miller.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades. Online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.